What does God look like? This is a question that I know you have thought about before. Is God a male? Does God have a beard? What color is God's hair? What does God wear? Is God physical or ethereal?
What does God look like? I recently heard a story about a mother and her daughter. A mother went into the room of her 8-year-old daughter. She was coloring on a large piece of construction paper. "What are you doing?" the mother asked. Without looking up, the girl said, "I'm drawing a picture of God." "But honey," her mother replied gently, "no one really knows what God looks like." The girl stopped drawing, looked up at her mother, and with great confidence asserted, "They will when I'm done with this picture."
Just like the girl in the story, you probably have an image in your head of what you think God looks like. Take a moment and picture God in your head. The image that comes to my mind when I think about God is a man with long white hair and a white beard. He's wearing a white gown with blinding, bright light surrounding him.
When I imagine God, I see more than just the image of a singular being. To me, God is a feeling of compassion and kindness. God is the light that shines even in the darkness of places. I see God in the people around me, who no matter their situation, work better to make others' lives better. I see God in my family, in police protecting people. I see God in simple acts of kindness, like helping an elderly person cross the road. God is always there. You just need to know how to look.
To me, God looks like Brooks Robinson, a simple man that gives all his followers, that gives to all his followers, and then when he's tired and can't give any more, he then gives them some more. And while there may be those that do not believe his greatness, he still greets them with a warm smile, and then later that day shows them how great he is through kindness and compassion, and a 3-run home run. I think of a man that for whom celebrity means little, but reputation means everything.
When I think of God, I imagine a man with shoulder-length, wavy brown hair and a beard. He's wearing a colorful robe with strappy brown sandals. He takes leadership and guides his people through tough times. He's compassionate, courageous, and strong.
When we imagine God, most of us imagine him as a human. Even though from reading the Bible, we've seen that he can take many different forms. For example, God appears to Moses as a blazing bush, and God tells Elizabeth that she is going to have a son through the words of an angel.
So why do we imagine God as a human? Maybe it's because when people draw God, they draw a human. Or maybe it's just easier for us to think of God as a human, rather than a burning bush or some other object. I think the real reason we picture God as a human is because even though we may not have realized it, we have all seen him in his human form.
I saw God during my college visits this past summer. We drove through Northeast Arkansas on our way from the University of Arkansas to Ole Miss. We stopped to see where my father was born and where my grandparents grew up. I saw God in every farmer in the village of O'Kane. Some have barely anything to their name, but they live their lives with the kindness and compassion that God wants everyone to live with. They thank God for their little patch of land in the morning, wake up and tend to their fields, and lay down at night, and thank him for the opportunity to work and provide for their families. I was astounded with the fact that even though these people do not have much, they would still give you the shirt off their back, and you need only ask. And it made me wonder, with how little, how did they give so much?
I saw God in the person behind me in line at Panera who paid for my meal. I saw God in my friends who made lunches for the homeless shelter. I see God every day through the little actions of others. But more importantly, I strive to be like God every day. One example of a time I both saw God and let his light shine through me is my past summer at Pine Springs Camp. I worked with a group of other high schoolers, and we called ourselves the Timothy Team. Our job was to make all the meals for the campers and clean all the cabins, and it was very physically demanding. Even though this was not the most glamorous job, I knew that without us, the camp wouldn't have survived. I was happy to do my job every day because I knew I was serving the camp and serving God. But I also saw God working through my coworkers. The people there were fully devoted to him and gave up their whole summer to be role models to the children attending the camp. It was truly amazing to see how affected the kids were by each and every staff member. And it opened my eyes to what God's kingdom really looks like.
I saw God at the Gen On You Summit over the summer. There were a lot of people there, but every single person there made me feel the love of God stronger than I've ever felt it before. Everyone made me feel welcomed and loved. Another time I saw God was when we were hosting the cold weather shelter here at our church. I have to admit, at first I did not want to go and help, but after I did, I thanked my dad for taking me. There I saw people who have been through the worst of life, but had the greatest attitudes of anybody I had ever met. They were so loving and compassionate and always had a smile on their face. We talked the entire night until it was time for me to leave. Those people helped me see what I'm going through is nothing and that I should stay positive when things get tough. I believe I was looking at God when I was looking at those people.
One time I witnessed God was on one evening in the city. I saw an older homeless man with a slightly younger homeless woman. The man held in his hand one sandwich. He took it and split it in half, giving one half to the woman. The woman smiled at him, receiving it with thanks, and they both ate in happiness. It was in that small act of kindness of splitting a sandwich that I saw God. Even though all they had between them was a sandwich, they rejoiced it and were happy. God shows up in many places you might not expect, but he always has a message to convey. These little things remind me to be grateful for what I have, and to be generous to those around me.
Even though we can't know what God physically looks like, we can allow others to see a glimpse of him through the way we live our lives. If we were all made in God's image and we were told to be Christ-like, like we read in the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? We were made with the purpose of serving God and allowing his light to shine through us. We must show others what he looks like through our actions. God is selfless, God is compassionate, God is courageous, God is forgiving.
Why, if we are made in God's image and are reflections of God, do we sin and succumb to earthly temptations? And why do we sometimes stray from the Christ image? We know that we are not perfect, and there are many temptations that cause people, including Christians, to stray from the image of God. Perhaps it is because we as humans are ignorant to what the Lord has in store for us, or perhaps it is because God is punishing us for disobeying him by making mankind inherently susceptible to corruption.
But the reasons why we sin don't matter. What matters is what we do when we sin and how we respond to sinning. We must realize that we are going to sin. Thus, we should work on making ourselves better fit to serve God.
God doesn't have a set appearance. God lives through us all. So the next time you think about what God looks like, look in a mirror or picture yourself, because you are a reflection of God.